We're in a study of the book of James, and today we begin with James chapter 4. James chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 1, and again we see in this chapter some very practical exhortations about everyday Christian living. And the first thing that we're going to see in James chapter 4 is that he discusses conflict, not getting along with other people. And he tells us the cause of conflict in verses 1 through 3. Let's read those verses. James chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts, that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. These Christians were fighting with each other. He says in verse 1 that there were wars and fightings among you. Now, the wars here were not physical, national battles. These were personal quarrels, strife, and disputes. Obviously, he's using the word war here in a figurative way. The fightings referred to the contentions and the strife that existed among these people. And the question that James raises is this: what is it that causes us not to get along with other people? Why is there so much fussing and fighting everywhere that you look in the world, and even among God's people? Now, people have all kinds of opinions about this. If you ask people, what is it that causes so much strife and conflict in the world, you'll have many different opinions. And there are experts of all kinds that give many different types of explanations as to why there is so much conflict in the world. Some of those ideas are helpful, and some of them may not be. But the Bible goes straight to the heart of the problem, and it tells us why we have this trouble. You see, the Bible analyzes and explains human behavior like no other book can. So James raises this question: why is it that there was this strife? Why was there so much conflict among these Christian people? And the answer that he's going to give is really the answer to the whole problem of humankind. He gives it in verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence? In other words, they come from this source, even of your lust, that war in your members. These fightings, these quarrels, these disputes, you're not getting along with each other. This problem comes from your own lusts. This means the desire for what pleases you. It's wanting what makes you happy. The cause of us not getting along is plainly and simply selfishness. It's wanting or even demanding to have our way. Think of it. Sin at its core is selfishness. And selfishness is the root of sin. This has always been the case. When you go back to the sin of the angels in Jude verse 6 and in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says in Jude verse 6 that the angels kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. In other words, they did what they wanted to do. They were selfish and they were rebellious. When you think about Adam and Eve, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible says that the woman saw that the tree was good for food and pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. Now, all of those things that appealed to Eve were those desires that she had: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. And so Adam and Eve did what made them happy. Adam and Eve did what pleased them. So selfishness causes conflict. Selfish people cause strife. In Galatians 5, verse 26, Paul said, "Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another." In Proverbs 13, verse 10, the Bible says, "Only by pride comes contention." And pride is selfishness, because a prideful, arrogant attitude is all about oneself. So this is true anywhere. The fact that selfishness is at the root of strife and contention is found in any situation in life. This is true in marriage. What is it that brings trouble to marriages? What is it that causes marriages to fail? It is selfishness on the part of at least one, if not both, of the people in that marriage. What is it that causes trouble in families? It is selfishness. What is it that causes problems at school? What is it that causes strife at a place of work? What is it that divides congregations of God's people? It is selfishness. So this is true in a neighborhood. It is true in a country. It is true where you have two people or where you have 1,000. We have an old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, where there's strife, there is selfishness. And notice that he says that this trouble of conflict that he talks about in verse 1 comes from your lusts, which he says war in your members. What members? Members of the congregation? No, he's not talking about members of a congregation here. These members are the members of the physical body, and that, of course, reflects the movements and the decisions of the soul. The Bible says in Colossians 3, verse 5, to mortify, that is, to put to death your members which are upon the earth, that is, using the members of your body to commit sin. And in Romans 6, verse 13, the Bible says that we are not to yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness. That is, we're not to use our bodily members to commit sin. So the point here in James chapter 4 is that there is a war going on inside of us over the use of these members. There is a war going on inside the soul of any Christian. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Fleshly lusts war against the soul. In Galatians 5, verse 17, the Bible says that the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Now, when these desires for pleasure get the upper hand on the inside, the battle erupts into a fight on the outside. So fighting doesn't begin with the arms or the hands. It doesn't begin with the feet or even with the tongue. Fighting starts in the heart. It starts with selfishness. And so a war on the inside will cause a war on the outside. That's what James teaches us in James chapter 4, verse 1. A struggle on the inside with yourself can cause conflict on the outside with other people. And it all gets back to selfishness. Let's notice what James goes on to say about this in verses 2 and 3. He talks about what they were getting out of these desires for pleasure and for pleasing themselves. In verse 2, he says, "You lust and have not." And how often that happens. Sometimes people do get what they desire and what they lust after. But nobody gets everything that he wants in this life. And the Bible shows that fulfilling our selfish desires never brings satisfaction. We read many examples of this in the Bible, and we read about it especially in the book of Ecclesiastes. So James says, "You lust and have not, ye kill." And the word "kill" here is used, like the word "wars" in verse 1, in a figurative way. It is meant spiritually, like we find in 1 John chapter 3, verse 15, where the Bible says that whoever hates his brother is a murderer. So hate, in a spiritual way, is murder. He says, "Ye kill and desire to have." Now, the words "desire to have" come from the word for envy, to be jealous, in the Bible. Now, remember that he's just talked about this in chapter 3. In verse 14 of chapter 3, he talks about bitter envying. He says, if you have this bitter envying and strife in your hearts, and then in verse 16 he says, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. And now in chapter 4, he's explaining even more about that. He said, this is the problem among you. You have envying, you have strife, and he shows that you have every evil work because you have wars and fightings among you. You are killing each other, that is spiritually, because you don't love each other like you should. You desire to have, that is, you are envious of each other. And that again shows that the root problem was selfishness, because jealousy or envy is just a form of selfishness. And this is what was causing all the strife. So he says, you kill and you desire to have and you cannot obtain. And then he adds, yet ye have not because you ask not. Now they were asking God. They were praying to God, but they were praying for the wrong reason. They were not praying for the right motive. The right kind of praying does do good. James 5, verse 16 says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. But the problem was this, in verse 3. He said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. And the word amiss simply means improperly. It means wrongly. They were praying, but they were praying and asking God improperly. How so? Because they were asking for the wrong reason. They prayed, but what they prayed for was for their own selfish pleasures. So here is one of those qualifications that we have mentioned before that the Bible puts on praying. The Bible doesn't say anywhere that all that any person has to do is to utter any kind of prayer to God, and he can have a guarantee that God is going to answer that prayer and give him what he wants. Now, for instance, the Bible shows us that if we're not going to live the kind of life that God tells us to live, that we have no right to ask him anything. In Proverbs 28, verse 9, the Bible says, whoever turns his ears away from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Jesus said in Luke 6, verse 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them which do evil. So a man that lives an ungodly and rebellious life has no right to expect that God is going to give him what he asks for. In the second place, you find in this book of James, in chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, that when we pray, we must pray in faith. But let him ask in faith, James says, nothing wavering. Jesus taught many times that when we pray, we must pray in faith. In the third place, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, the Bible says, if we ask him anything according to his will, he heareth us. And so that prayer must be in accord with and according to the will of God. And here in James chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible shows us that we must have the right motive when we pray. James says that these people prayed to God. They asked God, but they did not receive what they were asking for because, he says, you only pray so that you may consume it upon your own lusts. And so throughout this section, then, we see the problem of selfishness. And when we continue in the next lesson, in verse 4, we're going to see that this selfishness was the problem in their relationship to God.